In the morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us again on the No Agenda stream. My name is Sir Craig Jones. I'm joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How you doing today?
Shitty.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is his way of saying he's doing fine.
Exactly.
You don't want to hear him when he's not having a good day. It's not pretty. All right, Chemslave, let's get started, okay?
Sure.
So, we have a story that I'm confident might get a mention on No Agenda tomorrow. Woman gropes TSA agent's breast at security checkpoint. Now, this is just amazing. Chemslave, this is fantastic. I just love this story. We have this woman. She's a 61-year-old woman. Her name is Yukari Mihame. I believe that's how you'd pronounce that, Mihame. And she was, where was she? It actually doesn't say what airport she was at. But she was being investigated by a TSA agent, you know, being, you know, felt up and everything. And she just goes and she grabs the left tit of, this female TSA agent, and she obviously got arrested. Because she didn't just like, oh, hi, honey. It wasn't just like a tender caress. No, she really, she tugged on that thing. And she really got in trouble for that. And I'm not saying you should be a manhandling the TSA agents, but this is just such good, like, karma. What goes around comes around. And for these TSA douchebags to think that they can feel us up all the time, feel our breasts, feel our crotches, our buttocks, that they think they can do all that, and then somebody just touches their breasts, and oh my god, they need to be in jail.
Well, you know she's going to be a sexual offender now.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, she's not going to be able to go within 20 feet of a school. She's screwed. But this is still a funny story. What do you think?
Yeah, this is the most awesome story I've probably read in years now, because everything else is so depressing. Turnaround is awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Do we have anything else to say about this?
This is a pretty easy story to just say not really.
Absolutely, I think we can all agree on that. So, let's move on now, shall we? Do we have anything else, Chemslave?
I have a story that I saw on Fox News. Should parents lose custody of super obese kids?
All right. So, this is a story that I think is best listened to, and let's go ahead and listen to that, okay?
Yippers.
The doctor is in, and childhood obesity, of course, is a growing problem in this country. Since 1980, the number of obese children has more than tripled. Today, approximately 12.5 million kids are obese, and these children face health problems, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, bone and joint problems, among other things. And now, this crisis is sparking a very controversial moral dilemma. Should the parents of extremely obese children lose custody for not controlling their kids' weight? Well, that's what happened to single mom Jerry Gray. Her 14-year-old son weighed more than 550 pounds. He was taken away from her 2 years ago, and since that time, he has lost more than 200 pounds. But Gray says he still calls her all the time, asking when he can come back home. Well, Dr. Manny Alvarez is the senior managing editor for FoxNewsHealth.com and also a member of the Fox News Medical A-Team. Thanks, as always, for joining us. So there's a big article right now in the Journal of the American Medical Association supporting the idea of removing these kids at least temporarily. But you think it's a slippery slope?
It is. I think it's very premature, and it could be quite dangerous in many circumstances. Because, look, you know, when a child is in danger, it's a multifactorial problem. You know, neglect, physical abuse, mental abuse, hostile environment. But if you look at the obesity problem for a lot of kids in America, It's an economic problem. It's an educational problem. Parents have to work 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. They have to kind of buy the cheapest food available. And what that is mostly food that promotes obesity. So, you know, it's not necessarily, this to me is very problematic, because the last thing you want to do is to have some sort of bureaucrat with a high school diploma come to your house and take your child away because somebody has reported that child to be extremely overweight. You know, what the government should do, and physicians and medical professionals, we should be working towards finding solutions that that parents can utilize effectively in dealing with extreme weight problems. And I think that this approach, even though it has been utilized, and people argue, well, you see that kid that was 500 pounds, he lost 200 pounds, and therefore that was a success story. Maybe not. Maybe the psychological scars of detaching families from one another is probably as devastating as the obesity problem. Yeah. And look, you could argue, and I'm sorry to interrupt, because this has me very upset. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when the child is failing school and he or she gets all F? Are you going to come in and say, well, that's poor parenting because you don't do homework with your children and you don't teach your kids how to have good grades, and therefore we're going to take that and the state is going to supervise your children? So we have to be very careful in this overtaking of every time we have a problem, we go and we break up families. So that's my point here.
Yeah. Bioethicist Art Kaplan says obese children are victims of advertising, marketing, peer pressure, and bullying, things a parent can't control. But as we pointed out and you pointed out, when these kids are removed, that one kid was sent to live with an aunt, lost 200 pounds, others, they are losing weight. So obviously parents have some control.
No, and not only that, there are cases where you do have an abuse, an overall abuse, where obesity is a consequence of neglect and punishment, and therefore it is perfectly okay then to salvage that child. But just on the policy and looking at one specific aspect and just being obesity, I think is premature and dangerous.
All right, Dr. Manny Alvarez, this is going to be a big debate for a while.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. So that should probably have your blood boiling. Although I think most of us would agree with the doctor in the clip. What about you, Chemslave? What do you think?
Well, I would probably do agree with him that in some cases it might be good, but it's a really slippery slope. Like, what are we going to do next? Like, oh my God, like he said, like, your kid's failing. Let's take him away because you're a bad parent. Oh my God, your kid's playing World of Warcraft. You're being a bad parent because you should only be allowing him to play like an hour a day and not all day. This is going to be if they actually start doing this, this is going to screw up America more than it already is.
Well, this is absolutely true. This is a convergence of several different ideas. This is Big Brother. The government can come in and tell you down to a precise level of accuracy what you should be and what you will do in your life. So you have that aspect. And then you have the aspect of people as nothing but cattle that can be bought, sold, traded at will, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta go along for the ride, smile, bear it, keep smiling, or else you might be arrested for inciting public discord or something like that. Some shit like that. This is really a scary, scary subject.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is going to be an attack on poor people, because the doctors mentioned that it's mostly people that are of working 2 or 3 jobs just to get by, living the American dream, of course.
Absolutely, just getting by. Yep, that's our American dream. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And the kid that success story is like an African American kid. So again, is it really? Are they attacking just normal folks, or are they gonna try and do the whole racist angle and just thinking, okay, we're gonna screw over the African Americans again and take away their kids because they're bad parents?
Well, you know, African Americans have a higher percentage of the issues that might get a government agency involved. And that might not necessarily be true racism. But at the same time, you raise a good point, because we do have issues about that in this country. And minorities and impoverished or working class people will be absolutely hammered by this precedent in ways that other parts of society will not be affected. So that is a big, big issue that people need to keep in mind. And who are the people that propose this? Who do you think proposed these issues? Now, the article doesn't say, the clip doesn't really say who proposed it, but just by previous experience, who are the people that propose these interventions in your private life?
Would it be progressives?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Not to turn this into the Glenn Beck program or anything, but we do have an issue with progressives who claim to be for the working class person, who claim to be fighting for the poor. But at the same time, they institute policies that do nothing but keep the poor in their place. Shut up, slave. Stay in your place, and we won't kill you.
Yeah, I'm wondering also, like, we're going to be, like, the which obese kids are they going to take? Like, what is there going to be there, like, way of actually saying, oh, this kid needs to be taken, this kid doesn't? Are they going to use the BMI scale, which is complete and utter bullshit? Or are they going to do, like, weight-wise or what?
Yeah, Chemslave, you and I both are, like, morbidly obese, aren't we, if we go by the BMI scale?
I wouldn't say morbidly, but we are, according to the BMI scale, we are both above and beyond what is quote-unquote normal.
The BMI scale is one of the greatest travesties to hit public education and health in the last century. It's revolting the lengths that some people will go to try and get citizens to conform.
And it was really just created by some statistician for some other completely different reason than it is being used.
Well,
today.
You see that all over the place, that people pervert, adopt, distort things that were not meant to be used the way they're being used. This is just the latest example of that.
If you want to actually see a bit more on the whole fat issue, body weight, there's a Penn and Teller bullshit episode about obesity that they actually did a fat man Olympics or something to that effect, where they actually found several people that are obese, and then they found a quote unquote control, the regular person that is normally according to BMI, like, healthy, and they made them do certain little Olympics, and the one of the fat people, quote-unquote, won.
Oh, yeah, having a little extra weight around the tummy doesn't mean that you're a fat ass. Doesn't mean that you just sit on your ass and eat crimpets all day. Contrary to what health fitness freaks want you to think. This is just another example of shut up, slave, take your medicine, do as you're told, be quiet.
Exactly.